story from the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 22, Gopi Vastra Harana, which happened, or is happening, in this month, Margashirsha, the month of Krishna. Among all the months of the year, Krishna says, Margashirsha Aham. In Bhagavad Gita, he says, I am this month. So this is the month of Krishna, and he's Vrajakumarikas were performing intense austerity to attain Krishna as their husband. Who are these Vrajakumarikas? These Vrajakumarikas, they were not the Nitya Siddha Parishads, or let's say, eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. They were the sages of Dandakaranya, who in Treta Yuga, they had darshan of Ramchandra and Sita Devi moving through the forest, and they became attracted to the beauty of Lord Ram. And they said, oh, he's so handsome, beautiful, powerful, strong, and attractive. But he has taken ek patni brata. He only accepts one wife. And moreover, we're rishis. We're men. How can we be his wife? Him being a man. But they had this desire, this vasana in their mind, that we would like to be the wife of Lord Ram. So then Ram, knowing that, when he glanced at them with his darshan, when he gave his beautiful darshan, he glanced at them, he said, Bhavatu, Bhavatu, Tatastu, let it be. You will all become my wives, but not in Treta Yuga, where I take ek patni brata, but in Dwapara Yuga, where I take the brata to accept everyone's wife as my wife. And then you can become my wife. So then they came. They were what is called sadhana siddha gopis. Those gopis who attain the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness by sadhana. So that should ring a bell within our mind, because we are also sadhakas. We are not siddhas, and we are performing sadhana bhakti. Vaidhi sadhana, rag sadhana, and hopefully we will rise to the platform of bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti, and realize our sarup, our eternal spiritual form, and understand our sthayi bhav, our eternal loving relationship or mood of love towards Krishna and Radha. So these gopis are very much near to us. They're very near to us. They're not far from us. Whereas if we're discussing Srimati Radharani, the Ashtasakis, this is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. The personal, spiritual, transcendental bodies of Krishna, his expansions, Radharani, Ladini Shakti. And Radharani expands into all the Sakis and Manjaris, and she expands into the Mahishis, and the expansions go on and on into the Devis. They're all originating from Radharani. She's the original Shakti, the source of all the different female personalities. But these gopis, these Brajakumarikas, they were jivas. Jiva Shakti, not Sarup Shakti, Tatastha Jiva. So that's why it's very interesting to study Gopi Vastraharana Leela. Because it applies to us. But when you read about the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna, and this is all God, Bhagavan, and his parts and parcels and their pastimes. We worship those pastimes. We reflect and contemplate upon those pastimes. But we can't really draw so much from those pastimes for our own sadhana or for our own practices. Because we are not in that realm. We see here, these rishis have taken birth in Boma Vrindavan. They have taken birth in Boma Vrindavan, where Krishna's leelas are going on. Because they had attained, they became siddhas, siddha saints, and Treta Yuga. They did their sadhana and their worship of Gopal and Krishna. And they were so much pious and so much Sukriti that they had Sakshad Darshan of Lord Ramachandra. They were jivas like us. And they were doing their sadhana, their chanting, their meditation, their tapa, tapo divyam bhujagayena satvam, tapasa brahmacharyena, shamena cha, jamena cha, controlling their senses, observing strict vow of brahmacharya, living in a forest, eating some roots and fruits. But so fortunate that they had darshan. Ram Chandra came through the Aranya. They're known as the Dandakaranya sages. Because as you know, rishis usually go to the forest to perform austerities. But you rishis, you saints and sages have chosen to come to the city to perform your austerities. So this is their sadhana. Like us, we are doing sadhana. They were also doing sadhana. But they were so fortunate that they lived during Treta Yuga and had darshan of Krishna. We are living in Kali Yuga. And we're so unfortunate that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here 500 years ago, Radha Krishna Yugal, we did not have the fortune to be born then, to see, to have darshan. But they had darshan. Then they, because they had attained perfection of their sadhana, as we are all, you, each one of you, and me, we are endeavoring to attain perfection. We are sadhakas, practitioners of bhakti. We want to become siddha mahatma, perfect. We want to attain pure consciousness. And then if we attain pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, what will happen to us? Where will we go? Will we take birth in Delhi again? No one seems to know. If you attain perfection, it's called Swarup Siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. Swarup means to realize your form, your Swarup. My, like Tanu, might say Man, Tan, Dan. Serve Krishna with your mind, Man. Mantandan, their body, mind, your money. So this rupa means your form, your murti, your vigraha, your spiritual form. You're not, in the spiritual world, you're not a Punjabi. There's no such thing as Punjabis in the spiritual world, I'm sorry to say. Don't be upset. But when you go to the spiritual world with Radha and Krishna, you won't find any Punjabis. Or any Videshis. No one will be looking at each other and saying, oh, you're a Videshi. Ooh. Oh, you're a Deshi. Oh, Acha, Bhotacha. You are me. You and I are good. We are Deshis. But you're a Videshi. There is no such thing as Videshi Gopis. And Deshi Gopis. They're all Braja Gopis. And Braja Gwals and Gopis, Braja Gwals and Braja Gopis, Sakas and Sakis. So if we attain perfection in our sadhana and realize our sarup, then where do we go? We go to the universe, we go to a material universe, and we appear on the earth planet in that universe where Krishna is manifesting his Prakat Leela. He is there. Krishna, Balaram, Sridham, Subal, Radhika, the Sakis. That is called Boma Vrindavan. And we will appear there in our vastu. We will attain at that time, we will take birth there from the womb of a gopi and appear in our vastu city, our pure spiritual form. But yet, even though we will take birth in Boma Vrindavan, where Krishna's pastimes are going on, in our spiritual form, still there will be some action. There will be some sadhana, because we are called sadhana siddhas. We have attained perfection by our sadhana. But even when we are take birth in Boma Vrindavan, we will have to perfect more refinement of our bhavas, our loving moods towards Krishna. And we will do that by meeting, associating, and getting the association of the Nitya Parishads of Krishna. Now, when we enter Boma Vrindavan in our Vastu city, we will actually get an opportunity to meet Rupa Manjari and Ananga Manjari and Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi. They will not be standing on the altar, Lalita Sakhi, Vishaka Sakhi, or in Mayapur as the Ashta Sakhis. They will not be standing as murtis, Archa Vigraha. They will be moving everywhere, in their spiritual forms and dancing and singing, and they'll be not just sitting on an altar. So they will accept us in their company. They will say, Swagatam, Swagatam, welcome, Sakhi, welcome. Now, I will teach you. I will teach you some of the refinements and prepare you to enter into the service of Radha and Krishna, for which you meditated upon in your sadhaka days when you attained Sarup, your Sarup city. I will refine everything. This is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs, Gita Mala, Siddhi Lalasa, Siddhi Lalasa. The 11 songs to describe the perfection of the Atma entering to the Mama Vrindavan pastimes of the Lord. So these rishis are living. They've taken birth in Mama Vrindavan, where Krishna's pastimes are going on. And they've grown up. And they've had the desire since their birth to attain Krishna as their husband. But still, it hasn't happened. It didn't just happen because they appeared in Mama Vrindavan. Still, some more sadhana was required. So they did. They executed. Krishna's there on the planet. He's there. And at the right time. They're 6 years old. So for 6 years, they were developing what is called Purva Rag. Purva Rag. There are four kinds of, moods of love for Krishna and Sambhog, or meeting Krishna's. Purva Rag. Purva Rag means rag or love or attachment, which one develops and awakens before he actually meets the beloved. There's Purva Rag, and then there's different levels of Sambhog. We say Prema Vaichitya and Man. There's Purva Rag, and then Man, Prema Vaichitya, then Pravasa. There's moods of meeting Krishna, then there's separation. So this is, they've awakened their Purva Rag from their last life and intensely yearning and hankering to attain Krishna as their husband. And now they're doing their sadhana, the final stages of their sadhana. Even there is some sadhana. But they've already attained. They've come to the threshold of prema. But in this, when we attain Sarup Shakti in this material body, we can only come to the beginning stage of prema. But prema has different levels. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. But these different increments and different intensities of pure Krishna prema or pure spiritual love cannot be relished, cannot be tasted or experienced in this material body. One must attain the spiritual body, the Vastu city. So now these gopi, these Braja Kumarikas, these rishis who have attained their gopi deha, their gopika sharir, their Vastu, spiritual body, now they are eligible to experience this sneha, man, pranaya, and they will experience all these things. So in this second verse, we find a more description of the pastime. Om Anjana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shilakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasvi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayavacha Kitanam Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namah Aplutyam Vasi Kalindya Jalam te charite rane kritva prati kritim devim anarchur nripa shaikatim gandher malye sarabi bir bali bir dupa deepake ucha vachais chopahade pravala fal tandule. Shukadeva Goswami is describing to King Parikshit the activities of these Braja Kumarikas. He says, my dear king, after these gopis bathed in the Kalindi, the Yamuna, the sun was just rising. The gopis made an earthen deity of goddess Durga on the riverbank. Then they worship the deity of Durga with very aromatic substances such as sandalwood pulp, along with other items, both opulent and simple, including lamps, fruits, betel nuts, newly grown leaves, and fragrant garlands and incense. This verse describes the actual details of the puja, that they were worshipping Durga in her form as Katyayani. In Vrindavan, there is a very old and famous temple, which is situated near Rangaji's temple, and that's called the Katyayani Mandir. Very, very beautiful deity of Katyayani there. Then it goes on, so we hear something we heard about there, the time that they were worshipping, early morning, sunrise, they took their snan and the Yamuna, and days like this, how much covered over, bundled up we are. This is the time. Every day of this month, Margashirsha, which is only about, how many days running? 10 days running? This month is over maybe 10 days, something. So for the last 10 days, the gopis have been bathing in the Yamuna every day. Now how many devotees sitting here in this room can bathe without hot water? The gopis are going in the freezing, not freezing, but very, very cold morning at sunrise and bathing in the Yamuna in Vrindavan. So that's their snan, and now this is the puja that they're doing. And their Ishtadev, which we heard. And now we'll hear the mantra, because whenever there's Bratta, there must be Sankalpa, and Ishta, and mantra, and snan, and tapa, and puja. Right? We mentioned these things in the other class. So one by one, Shukadeva Goswami is revealing all these items of their Bratta. So now we'll hear their mantra. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Rishvari Nanda Gopasatam Devyan Patim Me Guru Te Namaha. This is the mantra that they chanted. And that mantra has a particular meaning. Mantra plus meaning. M plus M plus M gives P. This is our science. Do you know this science? M plus M plus M gives P, which means mantra plus meaning plus meditation gives phal. P for phal. Is it right? Phal means fruit. Mantra plus meditation, mantra plus meaning, and meditation on that meaning will give you result, fruit. So M plus M plus M equals P, P for phal. So if you chant mantra without meaning, there's nishphal, no nishphal, no phal, no result. If you chant mantra plus meaning without meditation, no result. So the gopis, they were chanting their mantra, meditating on their Ishtadev, and they were also meditating on the meaning. So we have our mantra, as they were sadhakas, they were, of course now they're siddhas, but they're still showing the example of doing some sadhana. They're chanting their mantra, worshipping their Ishtadev, meditating, they have their sankalpa, their desire to attain something, and they're meditating. So here's the translation. Each of the young unmarried gopis, or girls, kumarikas, performed her worship of Katyayani while chanting the following mantra, Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Rishvari. Translation, O Goddess Katyayani, O great potency of the Lord, Mahamaya, O possessor of great mystic powers, Mahayogini, and mighty controller of all, says Adishvari. Adish, Ada, or Adi, Ishvari, you're the original controller, the great controller of all. Please, Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi, oh Devi, please make Nanda Gopa Sutta. Please make the son of Nanda Maharaj, Patim Me Kurute Namaha. Please make the son of Nanda Maharaj our Pati, our husband. Namaha, I offer my obeisances unto you, O Ma, O Durga Ma. So this was their mantra. What is our mantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Who is our Ishta? Mahaprabhu is saying that we worship Radha Krishna. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath. There's no Krishna. Krishna can't exist without Radharani. At any rate, obviously everyone's worshipping Radha and Krishna, so there's no problem. So our Ishta is Radha and Krishna. So what is the, as we heard, the meaning of the Gopis mantra, the Braja Kumarikas, they had a particular meaning, and they have a particular sankalpa. What is the meaning of our mantra? What does our mantra mean? And what is our sankalpa? Our sankalpa, our vow, our desire in our mind is that we want to attain the eternal loving service of Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan, in the kunjas, kunja seva, nitya kunja seva, as Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Krishnadas Kaviraj, kunja, the kunja seva of Radha Govinda. So this is our sankalpa. So the meaning of our mantra, what is the meaning of our mantra? Oh, Srimati Radharani. Oh, Mother Hara, or oh, energy of the Lord. Oh, Srimati Radharani. Oh, Ladini Shakti. Oh, Sarup Shakti. Oh, Yoga Maya. Oh, Srimati Radharani. All these things are true. She is the Sarup Shakti. She is Yoga Maya. She is the Sarva Shakti Mayi. She is the Ladini bliss potency, the love potency of Krishna. Oh, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. And yourself also. Because serving Krishna means serving Radha and Krishna together. So this is the meaning. We have our sankalpa, we have our meaning, and our mantra, and our ishta. And we also do puja, we offer so many wonderful things, dup and deep. Incense and ghee, and so many things. In the purport, it explains that although the gopis, the Bhagavatam says the gopis are worshipping Durga or Katyayani, but the acharyas are explaining that one should not think that the gopis are worshipping the material form or the Durga of this world, Jai Matadi. Jai Matadi, we write on our windshields of our car. Jai Matadi, and we worship Vaishnavi. Very popular deity of Durga in North India is Vaishnavi. To go to Vaishnavi and pray. We pray to Vaishnavi, Dhanam Dehi. Janam Dehi. Give me money. Aniyor, Aniyor. More and more. Give me followers. I am running for office. I am on Congress Party. I am BJP. Oh, Vaishnavi. It's like a poem. Congress, I, BJP, oh, Vaishnavi. So they worship her for that. So then people will say, oh, the gopis are also worshipping Durga? And the acharyas say, Narada Muni is telling, and Narada Pancharatra, no, they are not worshipping Durga. Because the name Durga in the Puranas also refers to Yoga Maya. Just like sometimes Mother Yashoda is called Devaki. Because as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mentions in his purport in the Bhagavatam, that Mother Yashoda is known by two names. One of her names is Yashoda and another name is Devaki. So Devaki is also a name for Mother Yashoda, although we generally consider that Devaki is the wife of Vasudev. It gets a little tricky sometimes. So the gopis were worshipping not Durga, Mahamaya, they were worshipping Yogamaya. And this Yogamaya is known as Katyayani, and Narada Muni says her other name is Gokuleshwari. Gokuleshwari. She is the controller of Gokul. She is the Swarup Shakti, the personal energy of the Lord. So the gopis were actually worshipping Gokuleshwari. The goddess of Gokul. Gokul is the spiritual world. It's where Krishna lives, where he's born and has his pastimes. So this is brought out in the purport, that they were worshipping Yogamaya. And then Prabhupada explains in his purport, this is Narada Pancharatra explaining how the gopis are worshipping Yogamaya, Gokuleshwari. Then Prabhupada explains in his purport to this verse in his Krishna book, he explains, even, which is not true, but even if we accept that the Braja Kumaris, the Sadhana Siddha Gopis, even if we accept that they were worshipping Durga, still there is no fault, there is no dosh in that worship. Because their sankalpa, they were worshipping Durga, but their sankalpa was pure. Their desire was pure. They had no Kam, krodh, lobe. There was no material lobe, loba, desire, greed, or lust. They were, even if they were worshipping Durga, they were saying, oh Durga, please give Krishna as our husband. But how many little girls in India go into a Shiva temple or into a Durga temple and pray, oh Mahadev, oh Kundeshwara, oh Gopeshwara, please make Krishna our husband. No, they don't ever pray like that. They say, oh Shiva, oh Mahadev, please give me a good husband, a virtuous husband, a rich husband, a beautiful husband, a wealthy husband. Every virgin girl, every Kumari in India goes to the Shiva temple every day, especially on Monday, and they pray, Pati Dehi, oh Mahadev, please give me a husband. Or they go to Durga, generally they go to Mahadev. That's why there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and crores of Shiva temples everywhere. Because everyone's praying for material desire, to fulfill their kam and lobe, their greed and lust for objects of this world. Money, people, men, fame, name, fame, sense enjoyment. But the gopis there, they were worshipping, Prabhupada says, even if we accept they were worshipping Durga, that's all right. We can also worship any demigod. We as devotees, we can go into a Ganesh temple, or a Shiva temple, or a Durga temple, and we can do puja, and pray, oh Durga Ma, oh Hanuman, oh Shiva, please bless me with Krishna Prem. Is there any example of that? Yes, there is an example of that. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. The Sambandha Acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the Abhideya Acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the Prayojana Acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they worshipped Shiva. Huh? What? I never heard that. I'm sure there are many things you never heard. If you've heard everything and you know everything, you wouldn't be sitting here. You would be liberated. You'd be already there in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world. But since you're still traveling on the road of karma, your body is still existing. When there's no more karma, your body doesn't exist. No karma, no body. Material desire means material body. As long as all your material desires cease, and you have nothing but pure desire and pure bhav, shuddha bhav, then your material body ceases and you get mukti, Hare Krishna. Unless the Lord wants you to stay on longer for purposes of preaching. At any rate, they would go every day to the temple of Gopishwar, Mahadev, and in Brajavilastava. Brajavilastava is by Raghunath Das Goswami in Stavavali. He wrote one pranam prayer to Lord Shiva. And Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he wrote one pranam prayer to Lord Shiva. Because they went every day to Gopishwar. Sanatana Goswami was going every single day to Gopishwar for darshan and puja. Oh Gopishwar, please. Why was he doing that? Did he have material desire? Was he a buddha jiva? Was he a conditioned soul? No. He had no to the first one and no to the second one. He had no material desire and he was not a conditioned soul. He's a nitya parishad of Krishna. He's a labanga manjari. Labanga manjari. Radharani's eternal manjari. And Gauranga's eternal associate is Sanatana Goswami. But he was showing the example, yad yad acharati shrestas, the achar. That yes, you are a Gaudiya Vaishnav sadhaka, you are a bhakta, you are Krishna Das or Gaurangi Dasi or whatever. You are loving service of Radha and Krishna. But generally people have other desires. And they worship with mundane desires. So Prabhupada makes that point. So we should understand clearly, from either way you look at the worship of the Braja Kumarikas, it's pure. Text 5. Evam maasam vratam cheru Kumarya Krishna Chaitasaha Vajrakalim Samana Narchur Bhuyan Nandasutapati. Thus, for the entire month, the girls carried out their vow and properly worshipped Goddess Vajrakali, fully absorbing their minds in Krishna and meditating upon the following thought: may the son of King Nanda become my husband. So it's interesting, Shukadeva Goswami, he gives some indication, who are these gopis? If someone wants to say, these gopis are simply lusty girls that were lusting after Krishna and they're worshipping Durga to fulfill their lust. So in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva, he completely silences all that opposition by saying Krishna Chaitasaha. He gives you some idea, gives you some definition of the lakshana, the characteristics, the attributes of these gopis. Because chait means chit, means consciousness. A consciousness that is saturated with material desires is not Krishna Chaitasaha. It is Maya Chaitasaha. The consciousness is absorbed in illusion, that which is not. The consciousness is full of material desire, greed, lust. But you cannot have lust. If you have lust in your consciousness, if you have material desires, kam, krodh, lobh, then you cannot be Krishna Chaitasaha. So they were Krishna Chaitasaha, which Shukadeva Goswami is, in case anyone starts thinking while they're reading this Leela, that, oh, they're just lusty girls worshipping Durga, just like so many other lusty girls worship Shiva and Durga to get a husband. But no, they're Krishna Chaitasaha. Their consciousness was totally absorbed in Krishna, only thinking of His service and His pleasure. There was not one drop, not one speck of mundane lust in their mind or consciousness or hearts. Chaitasaha means the heart, means the consciousness. Their hearts are pure, totally pure. That's why they're able to enter Boma Vrindavan. But this is simply a leela where they're refining their bhavas. Slight refinement of their bhavas to increase their raga. They had attained prema, but to come up to the level of sneha, man, pranaya, that has to be done in Boma Vrindavan, in Vastu city. So this is what's going on here. So we can understand that they were siddhas, they were perfect. And then he explains, he says Katyayani, now he says that Katyayani is Vajrakali. Vajra means auspicious. It means good, fortunate. Kali, the time, this goddess Durga, the one they were worshipping, is going to give them all good fortune. Because they're worshipping Kali, you can say Kali, or you can say worshipping Durga to attain Krishna. So they will get all good fortune from Katyayani. But one who worships Durga to get material things, he is actually very unfortunate. He is very unfortunate because he's misled. He's misled by his material desires and he approaches a demigod to fulfill them. And therefore he perpetuates his samsara. The demigods really want to give you Krishna. They want to give Krishna. They're also devotees of Vishnu, Vishnu Bhaktas. Krishna Bhaktas. So they want to make you fortunate, Bhadra, fortunate, by giving you Krishna. But people worship the demigods for material things. And then the demigods, oh, you stupid. Anyway, okay, take it. And then it becomes Abhadra. That's why Shukadeva Goswami is telling in the first canto that people in Kali Yuga are Manda Samana Matiyo. He says they're Abhadra. He says they're Abhadra. They're unfortunate. Upadruta. They're always disturbed, full of anxiety and abhagya. Unfortunate. Because we have all the wrong ideas and do all the wrong things. But the gopis were not like that. So here's their thought. They're meditating upon the following thought. Nandasuta Pati. They were fixed. It's called Aikantiki. They knew what their sadhya was. In the Ramananda Samvag, the discussion of Ramananda Roy with Lord Chaitanya, he starts off. Lord Chaitanya says, listen, I want to know the sarana sadhya tattva. What is a sadhana sadhya tattva? Because in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishnu Chakravartipad says this is one of the anarthas. Sadhana sadhya tattva brahm. Brahm means to be in illusion. To be in illusion about what is sadhana and what is sadhya. Sadhya means the goal of life. And sadhana means the process to attain it. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was asking Ramananda Roy, he said, please, can you describe to me what is this sadhana sadhya tattva? So what is the goal of life? So the gopis had the goal of life very clear in their minds. Nanda Sutapati. Nanda Sutapati. They were aikantiki. They had one desire in their minds. May the son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Nandan, become our husband. No second desire, no second thought. So this was their sadhya. This was the goal of their sadhana, the goal of their tapa and worship and puja, was to attain Krishna as their husband. So if you ask the devotees in this room, what is the goal, what is the sadhya of Krishna consciousness, there will be many answers. The goal of Krishna consciousness is to distribute books. The sadhya of Krishna consciousness is to distribute Bhagavad Gita's eternally. That could be a goal, if Mahaprabhu or Guru Krishna wants you to do that. But according to the Shastras and according to the Gurus and our Mahajanacharyas, the goal of Krishna consciousness is one. There's only one goal. One ek sadhya. What is that goal of Krishna consciousness? The goal of Krishna consciousness is to become a pure devotee of Krishna. And if your particular sthayi bhav, or you can say your eternal mellow towards Krishna, you can say is in Madhurya bhav, then you can say the goal of Krishna consciousness is to become a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna. But if you're in Sakya bhav, or your sthayi bhav is Sakyaras, then your study is to become a pure devotee of Krishna and Balaram. Then you will follow Sri Dham and Subal, as Prabhupada mentions in Nectar Devotion. But the basic point is, the goal of life is to develop pure love for Radha and Krishna, or Krishna, and go back home to Brajagokul, to Vrindavan, and eternally serve the lotus feet of Krishna. That's it. There's no other goal. So the gopis, they were fixed. They were in their puja. So why we're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, why we're studying, why we're serving, we should always keep the sadhya in our mind. The goal should always be fixed in our mind. The prem seva, the pure loving service, the nitya prem seva of Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan. And everything I'm doing is always reminding me of that. The devotees are reminding me of that. My service, my chanting, my reading, my studying. And this is my sankalpa, which I hold very dearly in my mind. And I don't want anything to deviate me from that. I don't want anything to distract me or deviate me or divert me from my goal. And every day we meditate more and more on that goal, and it becomes stronger and stronger. This becomes dridha brata, very firm and determined vow to attain my goal. Like the gopis, every day for the whole month, they were meditating 24 hours a day. Nanda gopasatam devim patim me kuru te namaha. So how many moments throughout the day do we even think of our sadhya? How many minutes a day do you even think about the goal of your life? Yes, I'm so anxious. I have so much utkantika. Utkanti means eagerness. I have so much eagerness to attain Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. I want this and nothing else. So many allurements. So many, you say, so much maya comes to me. Hey, brahmachari, see how pretty I am? Why don't you come with me? Some girl comes to the brahmachari and tries to catch him. If he's not really absorbed, if he's not really sthitadhi, fixing his intelligence is not fixed on his sadhya, then easily he's swept away by maya, washed away by maya. Because he's not fixed, sthitadhi. Because day by day he eats his prasadam and Hari Bo, Hari Bo. This is meditation. We chant japa, we should deeply meditate upon our sankalpa, our sadhya. That's why it's a whole discussion of Lord Chaitanya about the sadhana sadhya tattva. That's the whole discussion of Ramananda Roy and Krishna. And then, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, what is the sadhya? And Ramananda Roy says, the sadhya is to follow the rules of Varnashram Dharma. To perfectly execute your dharma according to Varna and Ashram. That is the goal of life. To be a good husband. To be a good dharma dwaji. To be a dharma dwaji. Fly the flag of dharma. Follow the rules of the Vedic rules of Varna and Ashrama. That is the goal of life. And Lord Chaitanya said, go higher. There's more than that. Oh? There's more than Varna Ashram Dharma? And then, what did Ramananda Roy said? What did he say? Sarva dharman prityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksheyeshu mimamsucha. He said, actually, better than Varna Ashram Dharma is to throw away all dharmas. Forget the dharmas. Surrender to Krishna. That is the topmost dharma. Then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, that is better. That is a better goal. A higher sadhya. But go further. He says, Age. This is external, go higher. Then he said, oh. Then he went into, when the karma mishra bhakti, then gyan mishra bhakti, then shuddha bhakti, then dasya bhakti, and sakya bhakti, and madhurya bhakti, and gopika bhakti. So so the bhakti that we're performing, this gopika bhakti, this Radha Krishna prem seva, this is the highest goal of life, the highest sadhya, which is established in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. So everything else is thrown out, external. So these gopis, gopikas, they're showing this example. They were aikantaki. They were fixed on their goal. So we can draw that lesson from them, from this one verse. And we can discuss this chapter for a whole month. And get so many important points for our sadhana. It's a very, very important chapter. It's not some random chapter of Krishna Leela, as you may think. It's a very, very important chapter for us as sadhakas. As I mentioned in my introduction 2 days ago. It's of course very sweet, also very sweet pastime. In chapter 12 of Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur spends 20 pages describing the Leela. This is a printout of it. There's 28 verses, and the Bhagavatam has 28 verses describing Gopi Vastraharana. Kavi Karnapur has 350 verses. So much sweetness is there, and so much Siddhanta. Siddhanta and sweetness. Ushasyutaya gotre swear anyonya bada bhavaham krishnam ucher jagur yantya kalindyam snantamavaham. More details of their vrata. Each day the gopikas rose at dawn, calling out to one another by name. They all held hands and loudly sang the glories of Krishna while going to the kalindi to take their bath. So here is a beautiful scene, a very, very, very beautiful scene. It's Pratakkal, it's sunrise time, which now we all know the sunrise is about 6:30 in the morning now, maybe 6:50 to be exact. Ponisat, this Surya Uday, the sun is rising. So around 6:30 in the morning, they all come out of their houses. And they're all calling out to each other, hey, they're calling Gotra. I said they're Gotra. They're calling the different last names of all the different Sakis. They say, hey, Saki, come. Come on. And all the Sakis are coming out of their houses in Barsana, and they're all gathering together. And it's very cold. You know, when we come to the temple, it's very cold. So then all the gopis start holding hands. You know, if they'll hold hands, at least you get your hand warmed up. You know, because we don't have gloves. So if I hold your hand, then your hand and my hand will warm each other up. So they're all holding each other's hands, and they're skipping along as young girls do. They're only 6 years old. It's skipping, you know, skipping. I don't know how you translate that into Hindi. Skipping along, it means instead of walking, you're not walking and you're not running. You're just kind of like you see little girls do, especially girls. They like to skip because dancing is in them. Boys skip sometimes. They're skipping along the footpaths of Vrindavan to go to the Yamuna, which incidentally is some distance away, and says here that they're uchai, they're singing Krishna's glories out loud. As we know, there are three ways to chant the holy name. There's manasik japa, upamshu japa, manasik japa, and uche. So they're not chanting in their minds like our life members. When we go to make life members, we say, oh please, you take some mala, or at least you chant Hare Krishna and kirtan. Oh Swamiji, because they call all the brahmacharis. Oh Swamiji, I'm always chanting Hare Krishna in my mind. I'm always chanting in my mind. And I look at a picture of Krishna and I chant in my mind. And I say, very good. I have one cookbook here. This is one cookbook. And there are many pictures. There's pictures of paratas. There's pictures of rasgullas. There's pictures of gulab jamuns. You take this cookbook and you look at those pictures of those gulab jamuns. And you look at those pictures of the paratas and rajma. There's also nice rajma there in a beautiful bowl. And you just look at those pictures and you chant in your mind. And you eat in your mind. No need to do anything, make any noise. You just look at those pictures and chant rajma, 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 in your mind, quietly, silently. And see how much full you get. How much rasgullas come inside you, and how much rajma and paratas come inside you by silently chanting in your mind. Try it one day. And say, Swamiji, what is this? I say, okay, then you're not getting any result from chanting the name of food in your mind and looking at the picture. So if you're so-called chanting in your mind looking at a picture of Krishna, I don't believe it. You're bluffing. So you simply chant out loud. So the gopis are showing they're chanting out loud, Uchai, Krishna, loudly they were chanting. So this is two points. One point is that they're showing the example to glorify Krishna's name loudly. And the second point is they're showing nitya karma. What is the nitya karma of the devotee, the sadhaka? When the sadhaka wakes up in the morning, what is he supposed to do? First thing he does when he wakes up? He's supposed to say, Hari Bol! Jai Ho! Radha Govinda Ki Jai Ho! Radha Parthasarathi Ki Jai Ho! Oh man, it's so early. What, 3 o'clock? Oh my God. Jai Radhe, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This is the sadhana, the first thing you do. You call your name of your Ishtadev. Right? Oh, hey, my consciousness is returning to my senses. I'm coming from Nidra Loka. I'm coming from the land of sleep. And my consciousness is again coming in this body. Oh, I'm alive. Another day of Krishna's service. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. And then when you go and hit the cold water, then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I never took a hot bath until I came to India. In the West, there's no hot baths. You know, here you have hot water and different things. You know, for 16 years, every morning was a freezing cold bath. Devotees around the world, very few devotees. Here you have all this hot water and geysers and all. They don't have those things in the West. At least this thing you put in the water, they don't have in America. That's an Indian original. They don't have. They have centralized heating. Like a house will have hot water everywhere. Down in the basement, there's a big water heater for the whole house. It's hot water everywhere. Hot water. But in ashrams, we don't have that. All over America and Europe, devotees are taking freezing cold showers. And you're in the land of Dharma. What is it called? What is it? This land is Punya Bhumi. You're in Punya Bhumi, Bharata Bhumi, the land of Dharma, Dharma Bhumi, India, and you're all hot showers. Ah, ah, ah. Morning time, nice bath. Ah, ha. You're chanting the ha ha mantra. If you chant the ha ha mantra, you go to ha ha loka, which means the joke is on you. Ha 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 ha. Because you're supposed to chant Hare. And if you put cold water on your back, then you'll see how much you chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But you put hot water on your back, then it's ha, ha, ha. Re never comes. There's no re. There's no re there. There's only ha. There's no hari. But to speak of Krishna. So the gopis are showing the example. Yes, and when you wake up, you chant Uche, loudly, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna. So much shiksha the gopis are giving us. Who could imagine the Braja Kumarikas would become our shiksha gurus? But they are. This is Bhagavatam as Shikshamrita. This is Bhagavat Shikshamrita. This is a nectarine instructions of Bhagavan and his devotees. This is Shikshamrita. You know, it's another name. Paramahamsa Samitam. Amalam Puranam. Nadya Karachit Agatya Tire. Nikshipya Purvavat. Vasamsi Krishnam Gayantyo Vajaru Salile Muda. One day, the gopis came to the riverbank of the Yamuna and they put aside their clothing as they had done before and happily played in the water while singing the glories of Krishna. So, this, the Tika here, the purport Vishnu Chakravarti Pad is explaining that the gopis, now this is the last day of their brata. That's why they're playing in the water to celebrate. They finished 1 month. They finished 1 month now. This pastime is very zipped up, like a zip file. The verse before, they were just starting their vow. And then we heard that for 1 month, that was the previous verse, for 1 month they executed. Now this is the Purnima day, which is coming, still coming. Mriga Shirsha Purnima. So on the Purnima day, it was the last day. So they're in a very joyful mood. Oh, we finished our brata. Just like in Kartik, all the devotees from Vrindavan, they do some brata or chaturmasya. So on the last day on Purnima, there's a very happy mood. We say at Radhakund, and you hear so many kirtans going around. Everyone's singing kirtan. They say, oh, this is the last day, and very joyful mood in the atmosphere. This word is there, muda. Muda means pleasure, with great pleasure. Very pleasurable, happy mood, happy atmosphere. There was joy throughout the air. So they were very happy. They somehow, by their mercy of the Lord, they were able to execute this vow. And then what happened? Vishnu Chakravarti Pad says that they were so fortunate that on the last day of the vow, they were able to get the Sangha of Srimati Radharani. They were able to attain, now they have attained the association of Radharani and the other eternal associates. So when that happens, then you attain the darshan and service of Krishna. First you meet Krishna's devotees, and you are trained by them from this level to that level. And then with the mercy of Krishna's associates, then you get the direct darshan and service of Krishna. So this will happen. With every sadhaka who attains perfection, he will enter Bhoma Vrindavan, and he will meet either the cowherd boys, Subal, Sridham, and others, or he will meet the mandris and sakis, like Rupa Mandri, Ananga Mandri. In this case, these sadhana siddha gopis, they were so exalted that they not only met the sakis, but they were able to meet Srimati Radharani. And then they invited her, please come with us to the bank of the Yamuna to celebrate the finishing of our brata. And by the mercy of Radharani and by the associates, the other sakis, what happened? They were able to attain Krishna. Because next Krishna came and snatched their clothes. So this is what happens. That we will enter Bhoma Vrindavan and we'll continue doing our sadhana to refine the last... refine our bhavas and sentiments towards Krishna in our loving mood and for our eternal service. But then we won't simply just rush up and meet Krishna. We'll meet his associates first. And by their blessings and by their teachings, then we will be offered through the hand of the eternal associates, we will be offered to Krishna for his service. So this is also being explained here in the purport. So they're very happy. They're joyfully playing. Bhagavams tat Abhi Pretya Krishna Yogeshwareshwaraha Ayasyer Avritas Tatra Katastad Karma Siddhaye. This is Karma Siddhaye. Translation. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the master of all masters of mystic yoga, was aware of what the gopis were doing. And thus he went there, surrounded by his young companions, to award the gopis the perfection of their endeavor. Karma Siddhi, the perfection of their karma, their actions. So now their endeavor, their karma began in their previous life in Treta Yuga. Their endeavor to attain Krishna. So now that they've entered Bhoma Vrindavan, they will attain the final perfection. And Krishna is going to award them that. They already attained Swarup city when they were in Treta Yuga. And now they attained their Vastu city in Boma Vrindavan, Krishna Lila. But still there was more final perfection. So now Krishna is going to award that by giving himself. Although they've already been there for 6 years. They're Kumaris. They've already been there for 6 years, but they haven't attained Krishna yet. They didn't just appear in Boma Vrindavan and say, "Oh, Krishna, you are my husband. I worship you in last life to become my that you will become my husband." More, they still had to wait some more and develop their purva rag, their intense attachment and love for Krishna, and even do a little puja of the internal energy, Swarup Shakti, Katyayani. So now we've heard about the gopis, the Braja Kumaris, and their brata, and the details of their brata, and their consciousness, Krishna Chaita Saha. They were great yogis. We already heard how the gopis were great yogis in the previous verse, Krishna Chaita Saha. Their consciousness was saturated with Krishna, with God. It's Shuddha Chit, totally pure consciousness, not a drop of material desire, not a drop of material contamination. So that's the gopis, the Braja Kumarikas. Now what about now Krishna is going, ultimately involves the gopis and Krishna, Gopi Vastraharana. But Shukadeva Goswami is very carefully introducing the characters in this pastime. No characters, characters means the players, the personalities, the people, the devotees, the Lord. So now we heard about the bhaktas, the devotees, the gopis. Now we're going to hear about Bhagavan, Krishna. So the bhaktas and Bhagavan come together and have lila, pastimes. So we've heard about the bhaktas, their qualification, their adhikar, their sankalp, their tapasya, their dedication, their brata, their determination. We've heard all these things, their puja. Now Shukadeva Goswami is going to introduce Bhagavan. But how does he introduce Bhagavan? How does he introduce Krishna? He doesn't just say Krishna came on the scene. He says Bhagavan. In this verse he says Bhagavan. And then he says Bhagavan. And then he says, first word of this verse, he says Bhagavan. The Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. Then he says Krishna. Then he says Yogeshwareshwara. Yogeshwara Eshwara. He says, this is who came there. This is who appeared there on the banks of the Yamuna on the full moon day of Margashirsha at the completion of their Katyayani Brata, the Braja Kumarikas. Bhagavan came, the Supreme Lord, known as Krishna, and he was a yogeshwara. But not only a yogeshwara, Yogeshwara Eshwara. Because in Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Vyasadeva describes Krishna as Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yatra Partha Dunordara, Tatra Shir Vajaya Bhutir, Dhruva Matir Nitir Matir Mama. He says that Krishna is Yogeshwara. In the Gita, Krishna is described as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystics, the master of all mysticism. But yet here, in the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is saying, not only is Krishna Yogeshwara, but he's Yogeshwareshwara, Yogeshwareshwara. He's not only Yogeshwara, but he's the Ishwara of the Yogeshwaras. He's the controller of all the mystic yogis, the controller of all the controllers of mysticism. So what does that mean? That means that Shukadeva Goswami wants you to understand who is coming to meet these Braja Kumaris. It's not some lusty boy, like the materialist, the critics of Krishna Lila. The critics of Krishna Lila say Krishna was a lusty boy. But Shukadeva Goswami is saying, wait a minute, take a close look here. He says, Yogeshwara Eshwaraha. That he's the greatest of all yogis. What does it mean to be a yogi? What does it mean to be a yogi? Vachavegam, Manasakodavegam, Jiravegam, Udarapastavegam. Savam, was it? Etan Vaigan, Vishahetadira. Savam, Itimam, Prativim, Nashishyat. That this is the meaning, this is what is a yogi. Yogi controls all the pushings, all the vegams. Vachavegam, Manasakodavegam, Jiravegam, Udarapastavegam. It's Udarapastavegam. If you're a lusty person, you don't control the Udarapastavegam. The Udara Pashtavega means the pushing of the belly. The pushing of the belly and the pushing of the genital. Lusty desires. Kam. So Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Krishna is not a kami.